You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text into today's conversation by calling in at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, it is 833-212-1017. Uh-oh, this mic is falling. In addition to that, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube, as we are only a couple hundred subscribers away from 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. So make sure y'all give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe, as we are on our road to 5,000 subscribers on 101.7 The Truth. What up, The Truth Nation, watching on YouTube? What up, The Truth Nation, listening on your radio? What up, The Truth Nation, also listening on your 101.7 The Truth app? Make sure you download that in the App Store. And shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
What up, y'all?
How you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Good to hear. Well, Truth Nation, I didn't have a very eventful. Oh man, my brother told me some really good stories. He does an annual trip with his boys. And he did their 13th annual. Great stories. Great stories. Can't share, but I can give you an update on what is the thing I'm trying to do? It's not the squirrel, the chipmunk. Oh, Rhea, don't do it like that. So today I'm getting ready to leave the house, right? And I've been at war the whole summer. I feel like there's only one now. And so today, usually in the morning times, I go and I check to see if if it makes the hole. I try to pack it in, throw some hot sauce or whatever on it. And this morning, I went to go check it, and I saw that it had dug the hole. I said, damn, I had like 2-3 days in to dig a hole. So I reinforced it and everything, and I did some. I was like, all right, I'm going to put this little something on that may poison it. My hands are smelling like it after, but. We shall see. I'm at war. I'm still at war. Hell. But with that being said, off the top today, I want to provide an update and more information because I think it's so important that I continue to do this. So this is Off the Top on Truth to Power with Kyle.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
So, Truth Nation, I just wanted to make sure I provided an update. I want to keep raising the issue because as we get closer and closer, right, day by day, we inch a little bit closer to the major day of October 15th. I want to make sure that I'm providing as much information as possible because on October 15th, this is a big day because that will be the day that Americans who work for the federal government which includes our military, will end up missing a check. Now, I said before last week, I said I'm not really concerned about the government shutdown quite yet because it's still early. We have time, right? We have time for the two sides to come together, the president to come together, negotiate, and come out with a deal. Like, a shutdown isn't great, but if people ain't missing checks, people ain't missing meals, we'll be okay. But as we get closer to Friday, and on the weekend, there are some negotiations that happen between the president and potentially the Democrats. But when we're talking about the weekend, folks go home. Folks ain't really doing nothing on the weekend. So then that leaves us with Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to get something figured out. So with that being said, I just want to keep us updated as they, again, you know, come closer to the fact that real Americans are going to be impacted negatively from this. Because I also want y'all to understand is that when we're talking about Americans, we're talking about people. We're talking about 3.3 million Americans who may not receive a check next week. That is 3.3 million people that are going to try to figure out exactly how they're going to make ends meet. 3.3 million people that need to figure out, okay, I got this credit card bill. What I'm going to do? I got my car payment. I have my rent. I have my mortgage, right? There's so many different phone bills, clothes, food. There's a lot of different things that people have to focus on. And of that 3.3 million people, Truth Nation, 1.3 million are active duty military, and another hundreds of thousands are part of the National Guard who will not get paid. So that means that people who are sitting here, who are working to serve and protect our country from what we call our enemies, won't get paid for their work. And to make it hit home, I want y'all to listen to this audio here. This audio is courtesy of C-SPAN, where a Republican voter in Virginia called into C-SPAN and had an opportunity, a very rare opportunity that does not happen very often, is a caller gets to call in to speak to the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And so during this call, a voter from Republican Virginia, a Virginia Republican, had an opportunity to tell her story and let the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, know exactly what is at stake for her family with this government shutdown. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can watch this, but also make sure you turn your radio up or you turn up your app, so you can hear exactly what a Republican voter in Virginia had to say to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson about this government shutdown and how she could be impacted.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. So my question or comments are related to what you said yesterday about not being open to pass any legislation to ensure that military gets paid. I'm sure you can tell by my voice I'm very shaky. Just want you to hear a little bit about my family. I have two medically fragile children. I have a husband who actively serves this country. He suffers from PTSD from his two tours in Afghanistan. If we see a lapse in pay come the 15th, my children do not get to get the medication that's needed for them to live their life. Because we live paycheck to paycheck. I heard you earlier say that you side with President Trump on anything that he says. Well, I just read an article this morning that said he absolutely wholeheartedly believes that there needs to be legislation put in so that we do not miss a paycheck. You have the power to do that. And as a Republican, I'm very disappointed in my party, and I'm very disappointed in you because you do have the power to call the House back. You did that, or you refused to do that just for a show. I am begging you to pass this legislation. My kids could die. We don't have the credit because of the medical bills that I have to pay regularly. You could stop this, and you could be the one that could say military is getting paid. And I think that it is awful, and the audacity of someone who makes six figures a year to do this to military families is insane.
All right, Samantha.
And that is, obviously, her name's Samantha. She's from Virginia. She's a Republican voter who has, her husband is in the military. Her two children have special needs, and they need special medication. And you can hear in her voice, and you can hear the fact that this is something that is impacting people. And the one thing, when folks who join the military, a lot of folks who join the military, they're joining the military because of the fact that they're looking for hope. They're looking for guidance. They're looking to do something bigger than themselves. They're looking for a leadership role. They're looking to change their lives. And so understanding that you have these individuals who go and protect and serve our country, a lot of them, as she stated, have PTSD. A lot of them deal with that trauma of having to see murder, the trauma of hearing gunshots constantly. There's so much that they go through. And how our government is repaying them is by sitting here and playing what they pay. That is a huge problem. And so on top of military folks, you heard the hurt and the pain in her voice, but it's more than military folks who won't get pay. Like, they matter simply because they're serving and protecting us and they're giving the ultimate of their potential life when they go out there. But there's other individuals that have the exact same problems, exact same things that they're thinking about, that they're pondering, that they're worried about. You got the air traffic controllers right now who are so important to what we do, who are already calling out sick. That means our skies aren't as safe. You have TSA agents who are not getting paid as well. And when it comes to 15th, I don't know about y'all, but if I'm not getting paid by the 15th, I'm not coming to work. Especially if I know that these other cats or the other folks got furloughed and they finna get paid. I'm going to say, oh, hell, I'm going to take my free vacation too. I might hop on a flight somewhere. See my partner trying to wind me down. But with that, if air traffic controllers, if TSA decides that they're not going to come to work, guess what? That can bring our airport industry to a halt. A complete halt. So you're talking about 45,000 flights daily that will be disrupted. You're talking about 2.9 million passengers that fly in this country alone every single day have their plans halted. Imagine that. Imagine you got your family vacation. You can't fly there because of what's going on with the federal government. That is why it's so disappointing to me that our government right now is choosing not to negotiate, that our president is choosing not to negotiate, that Democrats and Republicans aren't coming to the table to find common ground. And the thing about this, and again, I told you, I'm going to continue to talk about this when new news or things come out that I feel like I should share, because this is so important. And hopefully by the time we get to the 15th, this is all in the past. But when you hear things like this as well, when you hear certain folks talking about the lie of immigrants, talking about immigrants are the reason that, you know, they don't want to negotiate with Democrats because they want immigrants to be the ones that are getting affordable health care, even though that is actually illegal and it's not the truth. You got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I talked about before. I said what she said on social media. Now she's taking her show on air and she's just telling the truth and calling out other Republicans about their lie about what can happen if they don't negotiate with the Democrats to help American people. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so y'all can hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene herself about what is really at stake for Americans.
The subsidies, remember, that is 100% a red herring. It's a distraction. This is what Chuck Schumer and the Democrats put together to try to make the issue of the day.
He said the issue of the subsidies, that you can hear it. So he said the issue of the subsidies is a red herring. And it's something essentially that Chuck Schumer and Democrats are talking about right now.
Well, no, the issues of the subsidies are real. It's not something that anybody can say is made up. Also, people with regular or private plans, their premiums are looking to go up a median of 18%. That's brutal. I know a lot of small business owners, like a family of four, and they're paying $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month with deductibles of $7,000 to $10,000. And approximately 40% of these people don't even use their health insurance. So they're just burning money just in case they might have cancer or just in case they have a terrible car accident. And then you've got single moms, many Americans that are really struggling that are on the ACA. If you double their health insurance or even triple it, these people are going to, they're either going to have to drop it or they're going to be choosing between rent and their health insurance.
When Marjorie Taylor Greene makes sense with her crazy behind, and when her and Jasmine Crockett are actually agreeing on something, that's when you know that it's serious. You got this woman who we know is crazy sitting here agreeing with Democrats and saying stuff like this. That is a serious matter. So that's why, again, I want to make sure a lot of people, you know, what we do in talk radio, a lot of it is opinion based off facts. So we hear a story and we share our thoughts on it, right? We may all have different thoughts, just like everybody else has different views on these different stories. But the important thing for me is that when you have lawmakers like this and when you have families who can share their story, I think it's important for us to understand that you can't listen to everything that you hear in the news. So when we look at this government shutdown, and it's on day number 9, and we're talking about day 15 as being the big day where people got to get paid. We cannot let this just simmer quietly. We got to start bringing this to the forefront, because I personally, me, Kyle Wallace, I won't be directly impacted. Me and mines don't work for the federal government, but I got a cousin who does. I got two cousins who do. I got two cousins. Hell, I got three cousins that are members of the military. I got multiple cousins who work for the federal government as well. And so now you're talking about, now I got family that ain't going to be able to eat. Well, they're going to be able to eat. They're going to be all right. But bills-wise, they may have to figure some stuff out. Because I'll be very honest, my cousin, she works for the federal government and her husband works for the federal government. And they have children. And now you're talking about going from a two-income household to a no-income household. And I know they got bills to pay. So I'm just letting y'all know that this is very real. This is a very real conversation. And when you hear a Virginia Republican get on there and say she mad at Republicans because if we miss this check, my kids might die. And when you hear Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a far right extremist, even saying that this negotiation that Democrats want to negotiate with is a real issue, and that potentially having healthcare go up is going to significantly impact people's lives. We talked about it a couple days ago. We need to make sure we understand this. So, again, I just wanted to give an update and provide more information about this government shutdown as we're getting closer. Because Friday's a big day, because I feel like if they don't get nothing done on Friday, we talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we're coming down to the final minute to try to get this deal done. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I wanted to provide just, again, an update. Mina Elvin said, beach, bad, blind, built body makes sense for once. Yeah, for once you make sense. I'm going to tell you one thing about these politicians. A lot of these politicians put on an act. They do. They're actors. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an actor. The reason why Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying sensible stuff is because Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to run for the U.S. Senate down in Georgia. And she can't be that crazy. Y'all know what go in between that. Doing that. And I think I shared this story one time on air, is that when she came in here, I worked with Nick, who's her communications person, gets her stuff scheduled. And I was talking to him or whatever. We helped get it set up. And then during the RNC, I saw Nick and I talked to him briefly again. And I never forget, because, you know, again, Marjorie Taylor Greene comes off as crazy. Glenn Grothman, a representative here, he represents like Ozaukee County north up there and maybe some of Washington County as well. And he walked by, and Glenn Grothman is he ain't got it all there. He does not. He walked by, and her communications person said, "That guy's different. He's weird, isn't he?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Wow, he has a reputation. People vote for him here in Wisconsin." But all I'm saying is that they understand what they're doing is a game. But what Marjorie Taylor Greene does acknowledge at this point is that this health insurance thing is going to impact families, American families. But 833-212-1017, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Now, on the other side, full disclosure, I'm going to be remote tomorrow. Steinhoffel, shout out to Steinhoffel. I'll be live from Steinhoffel's in Waukesha. Make sure y'all can come on out if you're out there to see me at Steinhoffel's in Waukesha. But also, in addition to that, can I tell Maria you won't be producing the show tomorrow? She won't be producing the show tomorrow. And I got the topic I wanted Rhea to be a part of, because Rhea is my resident single lady. All the single ladies, all the single ladies. And I'll be seeing some stuff, and I just be wanting to pick her brain a little bit. And I did a poll upstairs too. But when we come back, we're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about expectations. We're going to talk about how much money you about to spend on a first date. So when we come back on the other side, I'm going to share a story that I heard about what expectations are when you go on a first date. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And on the other side, we're going to have a nice conversation.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, the host of 1017 The Truth. And this, The Truth, is the proud home of Marquette University High School football. And Friday night, the Hilltoppers take on their big, yes, their big Greater Metro Conference rival, the Brookfield East Spartans. This will be a battle between two top teams in the conference. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday night football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. It's one call, that's all. Again, this is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I want to switch gears a little bit, because y'all know I've been out the dating game a while, been out the dating pool for a little bit here, and I don't know what what life is like post-pandemic, because me and Mines got together back during early in the pandemic, and I ain't looked back since. But I will say this. I can recall back when I was out there dating. And I remember when I was going, you know, on dates, something I always had to think about. I had to think about a budget, right? I had to think about, you know, how much should I have to pay for a date? I ain't never thought about should a man pay or not. I was always paying now because I ain't had a heart or the cojones to go on a date with a woman and say we splitting it 50-50. Now on first date, never had that. Really, you ever have a man want to split a 50-50 with you on a date?
Not that I've asked to split it, more like I'll just pay for my own thing.
Oh, hell no.
Well, cause I don't really know him that way.
Nah, I've had women insist on that. I said no. Usually y'all say it just to say it. I feel like it's a test for some women, maybe not all. But again, I remember back going on dates. I was the type of guy on the first date. I was grab a drink type guy. Like let's go get drinks somewhere, right? Let's go to a bar, go grab some drinks. We can have some conversation. So we not sitting here smacking in each other's faces. But let's go grab a drink, have a conversation, and we'll see how this goes. Your boy was good at that. I was good at that. They all wanted second dates, but they all didn't get them. I'm going to tell you something about this social media. This is one thing I didn't like. The photos that these people put on their social media don't be always matching who they are in real life. They be cute in the face. And hey, we all have our preferences, and I have my own preference, you know? I like them a little thick in the thighs, but I don't like them too big in the waist. When I say too big in the waist, I mean like the gut, but it ain't, you know, everybody need a little bit of loving, so I ain't here to hate on nobody. But what I'm saying is, I remember going on, maybe it was one date I went on one time, and I was like, damn, girl, this don't, cute in the face, but the rest don't really match what I was expecting. And then I saw somebody out, another chick I used to talk to, I saw her out, I was like, oh, hell. Hey. But that's neither here nor there. Getting back on the topic is that, again, first dates, I used to take girls to get a drink, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, I would select a place to eat, you know, a little restaurant where I understood that a meal would be no more than $20 for a meal. So I'm talking about a full meal, $20 is the top. Top, that's the most expensive thing. It's $20 for the top. So I'm budgeting everything out, and I know in my head, like a glass of wine, maybe they're going to get two glasses of wine, so that's $8. So I'm thinking, okay, now we're talking about, so that's 16 plus 20, so now we at 36. So I'm like doing the math in my head. And, you know, no dessert. I don't even want to see the dessert menu. We ain't getting dessert on the first date. Hell no. You got to set the tone early. I'm not a dessert guy. Now, why are you looking at me like that, Rhea?
That's a cheap date. Where are y'all taking, we taking these women to go eat?
Listen, back in the day, the Third Ward has Cafe Hollander, but the partner of Cafe Hollander.
Benelux?
Cafe Benelux, Cafe Hollander. I done took them all down, up and down Third Street. Listen, I remember going up and down Third Street so damn much. There's this brother that work at a place called Matador Tacos. Now it's like the Third Street Tavern, or now it might be another. There's a black dude. He work at some of them bars up and down that place. That brother done seen me with so many broads. It's crazy. Crazy. But anyways.
Sound a little cheap, high key.
I mean, what you sound? Sound a little cheap, high key. I had a $100 budget. $100 budget. And that included the tip. $100 budget of what I was spending on these dates. Now, y'all can say what it is. It is what it is. So, I heard a story, though. Rhea, what's wrong? Is $100 cheap to you?
I'm just trying to figure out where you're going.
I just told you, Cafe. Look.
That's
up.
Not that expensive. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you can get... I haven't been there in a while. But I used to get they had the chicken aioli wrap, and it was like $15.95. It came with fries, and it was delicious. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that at the menu? It was Chipotle. It was Chipotle chicken.
I've been there.
Oh, it was, yeah. So I remember the menu prices. So what? What's the question, Rhea?
It just feels like it's inauthentic. Like you're gonna take all these women to the same place every time you go on a date.
Where else I'm gonna take them, Rhea? Well, I only got somebody.
Be creative. Clearly, you don't care.
It got me minds. That's what matters. Maybe you know what? We'll talk about you in a second. But anyways, what I was getting to, I'm going to ask for you to join in, is because I'll be hearing some stories now that I think are egregious. Egregious stories about what some of these women's expectations are. I'll be going down my social media, and I'll be in complete shock. Complete shock. And realize I may not have been able to make it nowadays when dating. Because some of the expectations some of these women are asking for, I definitely would have lost my mind. I would have said, oh, hell no. So I was on social media scrolling. I see these videos all the time. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. I see them all the time, but there was this one particular one. Very one particular. Here we go. Oh, no. Here we go. I got the text message. Baby, if you listening, I'm just kidding. I didn't take you to them.
Her to the same place. You took everybody else to the same place.
We did not. Actually, on our first date in Milwaukee, her and I went to a place I've never taken a woman to before. I've never taken a woman to the, what's the place in the third ward that got the rooftop?
The Journeyman Kimchi Hotel. Yeah.
Baby, I've never taken somebody there because I knew the drinks were entirely too expensive. I knew I wasn't going there, that was literally our second date. I took her there.
It was the first one also to Cafe Benelux?
The first one was not even in the city. We were somewhere else.
All right.
But the second one was at a place that I've never taken anybody else before.
You see how that changed? You see how that's different from what you did with the other women?
But yeah, I mean, and look what it got me. So maybe you have a point. Yeah. Maybe you have a point, because she just texted me sitting here. Now I'm in trouble. I got myself in trouble.
It's your own fault.
It is my own fault. But back to what I was talking about before I got myself in trouble. I was on social media scrolling, and I see a lot of different things. And there was this one post that I recently saw when I was scrolling up and down my social media that really caught my attention. And this is what the conversation said. These two decided they're going to go on a date. And they said, cool, let's go. We're going to go at this time. And then the next thing was this. Hey, can you send me, you can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can see the whole conversation. It said, hey, can you send me $250 for a babysitter tonight? The gentleman responded, hey, you want me to pay for your babysitter and the date? The woman said, you're the man, right? I'm a single mother of three, and this is part of dating me. The response was, wow, this is not in my budget. I had a real nice evening planned for us, and I can't add $250 to the evening. I'm sorry. Her response was this, wow, enjoy the evening by yourself. Tired of dating broke men. Now, this is where I have a problem at. How in the hell you going to be a single mother? And shout out to all the single mothers. But you going to sit here and expect some man on the first date to pay for your babysitter? 833-212-1017. Anybody else think this is as ridiculous as I do? Because I would have never been going for this. She is, for me, is showing her true colors, right? If I was mad, I may have told her about herself back in the day. But if you can't afford to go on a date, if you can't afford to find a babysitter, then maybe you shouldn't be going on dates. If you can't find a friend or a family member to watch your kids, then, you know, maybe you just can't go on dates. I question your relationships that you may have. But if you're struggling to find somebody to watch your kids for 2 or 3 hours, I beg for you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, where did I go wrong in life? Where did I go wrong in life? Instead of trying to point it at this gentleman for not wanting to pay for your kids to have a babysitter, you need to figure out, where did I go wrong in life? But also, I think it is so disingenuous, extremely disingenuous, for somebody to want to go on a date and want these men to pay for all this, like pay for stuff like that, have those type of expectations. I just seen so many stories about what expectations women have for men for dating, and it, to me, is really getting out of control. Because I'm telling you this right now. You got women on social media talking about, you got to be able to pay my rent. I need you to be able to pay my rent. I need for you to be able to pay some of my bills. And oh, he broke. He didn't want to pay none of my bills. I don't want no broke boy, as she said here. This is all wild to me, because one thing y'all can't do. Y'all can't be yelling, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? That's my jam. But then be mad when a man say no. Hey, wait a minute. You can't be independent. But then say, oh, I can't take care of these bills, or I can take care of the bills, but I want you to do it. Because honestly, for me, I personally think it's not classy and kind of lowbrow for somebody to expect for a man to pay your rent in order for them to show their worth or their value. I don't think that's love. I think that's exploitation and trying to use somebody. Because at the end of the day, financial stability is very important to me as well. And going on the dates, I think that allows you to kind of figure out and learn more about somebody's financial stability and what they have. So with love, is give and take. It's not just give, give, give. And expecting someone to give to you right away without earning that is just pure irrational to me. But again, 833-212-1017. Was this woman right for asking for this man to pay for her babysitter in order to go on a date? 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. And also, what expectations should women have for men? I want to know with Rhea what expectations she has for men as well. Because I'm very curious. Because again, I've been out the game a while. I've been out the game a while. What expectations do women now have for men? And it was this woman right? 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We're going to hear from y'all, Truth Nation. I see your calls. I see your texts. I see y'all at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But when we come back, we're going to take y'all calls. We're also going to talk to Rhea about this because I feel like Rhea is a rational individual. And I would love to get her take on this whole conversation about what expectations are nowadays dating in 2025. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have a lot more conversation coming next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
All right, Truth Nation, I can breathe a sigh of relief. My girl's laughing in the text. So we good. I said, I done told you about this before. I told her about the bald head black dude. Y'all probably done seen the bald head black dude that work on 3rd Street. This brother, he like runs multiple bars down there. I'm in touch. Oh, he done seen me here a lot. But 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. On the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Now, with that, is I want to reset with we're having a conversation talking about dating and what expectations women have for dating. You can go to YouTube. You can do a poll. There's a poll up now on YouTube. How much should a man spend on a first dinner date with a woman? $50, $100, $150, or over $200? I'm curious to know exactly where everybody's at with that because I know me, I had a budget of $100. That's what my budget was. Now, the reason why I was triggered today, because I was on social media and I saw a woman who was going to go on a first date with a gentleman, but she canceled it because she asked the gentleman to say, hey, can you give me $250 for my 3 kids to get a babysitter? And the man said, no, I can't do that. And she said, well, I guess we're not going on our date and you a broke boy. And with that, it made me think, damn, that's messed up. But I also was curious about what are the expectations when it comes to dates and how much should people be paying for meals and should you be paying for a babysitter? Now, I asked some folks upstairs in my office about this and they were like, a babysitter? That's an interesting thought. What all goes into it? What's the situation with the father? Is the father around? What's going on? Because I said, hey, where the daddy at? And I said, well, what if the father's deceased? Okay, I get it. But the daddy ain't around because, of, you know, he left. Well, we need to be a little bit better in not choosing these bum-ass men. But Rhea, when you think about expectations, we're going to get y'all on the Truth Talking text line, but I want to get Rhea in here. Rhea, I'm going to ask you some questions. When you go on a first date with a man, go ahead, you can answer it. When you go on a first date with a man, what is the expectation for what he should be spending? And again, obviously, you're not counting his pockets, but what do you expect when you see the bill at the end of the night? Do you kind of have an expectation on where you're going, how much the food will cost, and what that bill is going to be? What is your expectation when you go on a date, how much a man probably going to spend on the first date?
That's the thing. I don't need a date like that.
Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to, like, where you kind of go to a place where
on a first date?
On a first dinner date, yeah.
First dinner date?
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter to me.
Come on, girl.
It doesn't matter to me because wait a minute.
You gave me all that flack for the no,
because you're wrong. You're wrong for that because you've been planning the same date for just a slew of different women. Okay, you didn't put any thought process into it.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Stop repeating that. Damn. Well, past.
This is what you did, and that's why it's a problem.
Turn off your radio.
So if some man just took me to some average hole in the wall type of spot, he's like, I only have a budget. It's the same budget I use for every other woman.
Hell, clearly I'm not. It wasn't a hole in the wall. It is very nice. Go ahead.
Clearly, I'm not important to you. You didn't take enough time to think about what we could do.
All right, shut her mic off.
But
Zach, shut her.
But what I'm saying is, like, we could go sit in the park, and I could still have a great time with you for free. For free.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah.
So I don't need a man to spend $250 on a first dinner. I don't know you like that. Now it's going to be uncomfortable. You spend all this money and we may not work out. Like, we could go do something for free. We could go bike ride. We can go do a picnic. We can go do a paint class. Like, I would rather you spend the time to do something unique and fun with me than spend $200 to $300 on me to do a dinner that
$200 to $300 on the first date. Hell,
I don't ask for that. I'm on the budget of you. But the thing is, you budgeted for a date that you don't even know me like that.
Listen, if I spend $250 to $300 on the first date,
we're getting married.
We ain't getting married. Something is happening. Dinner ain't the last thing we doing. Tell you that right now.
Oh, goodness.
I have $300 on the first date. Hell no.
I don't live that life.
I didn't live that life either.
We know you didn't live that life because everybody got the same $100 meal with this. You eating the same meal. I know them people were laughing at you.
Who?
At the restaurant. I know they was dogging you out.
No, it was.
I would have dogged you out. Here he come again.
She's got,
that's a nice wig she got on. It's different from the last time.
Time out. Ain't none of them had, one of them had a wig.
Oh, now you got something against a woman with?
No, I got that. Listen, when you 22 years old, maybe. 21, I was young.
She got alopecia.
No, she ain't. That girl ain't had no damn alopecia. She you know, the weave was cool. I didn't care about that. The wig, I was like, damn. But you know, understanding, when you travel, it's hot. Be able to better manage your hair, the wig helps. Does it not?
I mean, yeah. Wig's a wig.
So I learned that. 833-212-1017. Security Mike, what are your thoughts about prices on going on dates?
Cal, back in the day when I used to do the fill them out process, like I also used to do the ads in the red book, and then it was a number of times they didn't fit the profile on what they said they looked like when you see them. The body didn't fit what they said. Okay, now I used to do a lot of I like the sports bars, so yep. I do the fill them out. I used to take them. We go have a drink at I stayed on the Lower East Side,
yep.
So I went to the Franklin Inn a lot. They had a pool table and the darts board, as well as Points East, which was Brett's back in the day. See, I'm much older than you, though. I'm like 65. So I used to do the fill them out process like that. Then when I actually was going to go out, take her out to dinner or something like that, it was like they had, you know, kids or whatever. We always paid for the babysitter.
Wow.
But it wasn't no $200 and something.
I mean,
I would pay like $20 or $30. You know, and it wasn't like we was going to be out all night. It was just for an hour or two.
Can I?
You
wait
know
a minute.
What I'm saying?
Security Mike, can I ask you a quick question? Because you know I love you. What year is it? I'm going to tell you, these babysitters are getting $15, $20 an hour. And you're talking about per kid. So that's per kid. So what?
Yeah, but I'm 65. So back when I was in my early and mid-20s, early 30s, like
$30,
that.
$30 was $100.
You got to go back.
Yeah, that was. Okay.
Back then, definitely, you know. So, but I would first to fill them out thing was like, we're going to shoot some spit. We're going to, you know, meet up at a bar. When I was on the East Side, it was Franklin Inn a lot, Points East, which was Brett's before Points East. So I used to do a lot of hooping. So we did, I did the sponsors a lot. Both of those spots sponsored my basketball team.
Oh, Point East.
In the Rooney League and stuff like that.
The wings is
so, it was all Point East was Brett's first.
Oh,
and
Brett's.
Then they was doing them wings only on Tuesday nights. Back then.
Oh, you took
now,
it to a wing
look
night?
How famous it is now. Where they do them wings all the time now.
They do.
Yeah, Points East do now. But back in the day, when it was Brett's, they only did the wings one night out the week.
And I ain't going to lie to Security
Man. Tuesday.
I ain't going to lie to you. I wouldn't dare take a woman to a wing special night date. I couldn't do that not on the first date.
What?
No, I wouldn't do that. The wing special is like 50 cents. Hell, it's like I... Like 50 cents a wing. My girl refuses, or she refused, to go to the wing special they got on Water Street at Brothers.
Okay.
She's like, you can go with your brother. I ain't.
That's a fine date. That's a fun way to get to know somebody. Wings, beer, maybe a sports
special.
Game.
You getting somebody a special. One thing I've never done, I've never taken a woman on a first date with a Groupon, but I used to love some Groupon.
Okay, but like, if someone took me on a date with a Groupon right now, I'm not mad at it. I ain't got money. You ain't got money. Let's go have fun.
I feel like I got to help you. Real quick here, Kathy, you're on award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Got 60 seconds here for you.
This is Kathy. I'm 50. I agree with the young lady. I'm going to tell you something. Ever since I was a young person, I will pay for my own and you pay for yours, okay? But I don't know why women think you probably have more money than them. In this day and age, based on lifestyles, and women go back to college and stuff, they make more than you. I had a cousin made over 80 a year being a nurse about 10 years ago, and her husband made it probably about 40. But they went to college together. He just had a different job. Okay, they're married now. But my thing is that, like she said, go to the park, go to the zoo, but I'm not going to spend no $40, $50 a person on you and a tip. You paying for the tip or something. This day and age, women got to wake up. Why do I got to pay for you like a hooker? And first of all, if you ain't got no kids, why are you dating somebody who got three kids in the first place? And where the daddy at? What is $100 an hour for a babysitter? You ain't all that. I'm not doing that for nobody.
Nah, I like that. I like that. I mean, I like that's an independent. That's Auntie Kathy right there. 833-212-1017. James in Milwaukee. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hey, Kyle. Good afternoon. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey,
how
listen,
about yourself?
Man. So I got a question this year. Who are you for me to roll a red carpet out for you, and I really don't even know you yet? Come on now. Why can't we do something simple? Meet for a cup of coffee at Starbucks or something, talk a little bit, and get to know each other, and then go from there. Because the bottom line is, just like you deserve a red carpet, you feel I deserve a red carpet too. I guess. So how are we gonna handle that situation?
See, James, I see you a high value man. You a quality man. You know your value. Say who in the hell you think you is? Thank you,
yes,
James.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like James. See, that's the thing about me. I know my value too. Just like a lot of these men should. Yes, Rhea, go ahead.
No, it's okay. No, I was gonna say they had it. Kathy had it and James had it because we can do a lot, especially in these days, inflation. Let's be simple.
Is it that bad out there right now?
It's extremely bad.
We haven't gone on a date. Our last date was in Portugal. We have not gone on a date. But 833-212-1017. I see y'all calls. We're going to take some calls on the other side as we're talking about what should be the expectation on the first date after me seeing something on social media. And I've seen a lot of women talking about, oh, he don't pay my bills. He don't pay my rent. He a broke boy. This woman canceled the date because a man was unwilling to pay for her babysitter. Was she in the right? Was she in the wrong? We're having that conversation, but we'll take one more call on the other side. You can always text in at 833-212-1017. Also, you can join us on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube, as we have a poll up on YouTube of how much money would you spend on a first date. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. When we come back, we'll wrap up this conversation, and Rhea and myself will share our final thoughts.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we are asking how much should a man spend on a first date, and should a man be responsible for paying for another woman's childcare or babysitter if they're going on a date? 833-212-1017. That has been the conversation. That is the Truth Talking text line. Remember, you can always watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And Miss Carolyn, what are your thoughts about dating and how much somebody should spend and whether or not somebody should be paying for a babysitter? Got about 40 seconds here for you.
Well, it depends on the babysitting. That's a either or. But I don't think you should be spending a lot of money on the first date. Because when we used to date, we would go to the park. That's a free date. Bring us a bottle of wine. We would do things that were inexpensive until we got to know the person. Now, when we got to know the person, if we liked them and stuff, then you progress to more expensive type date. But no, I don't feel like on the first date that you should be busting your wallet out, trying to take somebody out and spending the whole wad on them. Like I say, the babysitting is optional. Like the one lady was commenting about, why would somebody date somebody with so many children? Well, my stepfather dated my mama, it was 10 of us. So.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, wait a minute, did your stepfather ever pay for daycare the first day? Like babysit, or there's probably so many of y'all, right? Y'all babysit yourselves at some point.
That one, okay?
Yeah, I got you. You know what's crazy? I don't remember having a babysitter. Like I'm sure I went to my grandparents' house. Like that's what I did. I never had a real babysitter. I always had family. But again, today's conversation, I thought it was interesting. I wanted to have a little fun, and I was very interested to know what everybody's thoughts were. And on the talking text line, Chauncey said, oh, wow, so it doesn't matter, Rhea. So I guess her date likely can take her to a 2 for $40, a $2 for $39.99 all-you-can-eat buffet?
I mean, like, what buffet? I mean, I'm a go.
Ponderosa back in the day. Oh, I took a girl to Applebee's in high school. My girl won't go to Applebee's either.
Well, Applebee's is fine. Take me now, my grown age, at Applebee's.
I used to love it. Also, Angela says, split the bill on the first date with almost 19 years ago, and we still going strong. That is what's up. That is what's up. And lastly, Chauncey also said, I wholeheartedly agree that it is phenomenally ridiculous on her behalf to expect that on the first date. On the first date, I'm paying for childcare. Now, Rhea, go ahead. Share your final thoughts on what you think about this overall conversation and what expectations men should have going into a first date with a lady.
I think both people should be open to being flexible with what the first date should be. Women should not expect men to pay for their things. As you said, they should be independent, but also, like, you can be flexible, especially in this year, 2025. We can be cheap. It's okay, as long as I get to know you.
That is spoken like someone who definitely is not out here in these streets. I know you're not out here in these streets. You ain't out here chasing a bag of what somebody get. That is somebody that had her fun and now the mindset has shifted. That's a quality woman right there, Truth Nation. That is a quality woman right there. I guess my final thoughts for the day, it just comes down to this. Like, listen, to each they own. If you got it, brother, to pay for her babysitter, is she that fine? Because honestly, looks should play a role. For me, it didn't matter. I wasn't paying for nothing. I didn't give a damn how fine you was. You wasn't getting the extra. But if she's fine and you looking for a good time and you got the $250 to spare, go ahead, splurge on her. But like Rhea said, don't ever go on a date expecting for a man to do this or a man to do that, because that is not true love. And fellas, if a woman is ever asking you to buy the Birkin bag right away, if a woman is asking you to pay her rent, woman asks you to pay her bills, that woman don't love you. She don't want you for what you have inside in your character. She wants you for the monetary benefits that you can provide for her. And that is not an INDEPENT woman. That is a gold digger. Stay away from them. This has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all. The Tory Lowe Show is coming up next live from Cousin Subs. Peace out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Love y'all.